awarded funding. We have been awarded funding for our upcoming project. So yay! This has been a long time coming, and we're quite excited about this. This would enable us to organize workshops, conferences, and seminars on various areas for the youth. Things like how to manage stress, low moods, and emotions, dealing with feelings of inadequacies, and then there'll be debates as well. And we'll, you know, locally in Manchester, the local community champions, people that are doing great works that you may not see or have heard of, and so on. So there's more, there's going to be more information on this on our website. So you can go and have a look, and there'll be in-depth information regarding this. Each of these workshops will be led by experts in that particular field. And we hope to commence these projects, these activities face-to-face next year, as well as some online as well. So with the expectation that the COVID regulations will allow us to do so, the face-to-face aspect of it. And this this will be our last online program for this year. So just for 2021, okay? And we'll recommence, we'll resume back both face-to-face and online in January 2022. So we hope to see you guys face to face, you know, and for those that may not be within Manchester, you're welcome to come, and we look forward to seeing you guys. So now we look at the topic for today. So I'll be introducing our first speaker, who will be looking at the causes of anger, okay, among the teenagers, which can end up growing up with you up to your adulthood. If it's not consciously managed, okay? So I'll be introducing Mr. Abiodun. Please take the floor. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. My name is Abiodun Agbele. I'm happy to come on board today. I'm not a stranger to this club. I've been kind of participating online most of your activities. And because we run a similar program in London, so we kind of invite your coordinators also to come and to normally speaks on our programs also. So today, I don't want to go talk too much but about myself. Well, I work in NHS, and I've been working in NHS for over 15 years now. As a team administrator, I kind of run a service in terms of, and it's called IAP, that's a psychological therapy service. Now we've been taught, they've changed the name to talking therapy. So it's a good, this opportunity is a good opportunity for me to come and speak to the teenagers or to the youths. So the topic today for me, particularly, is the causes of anger among the teenagers. Please, can you bring out the slide, please?
I've got it up.
Thank you. So anger in teenagers, a phase or a problem? The behavior of teenagers with anger and defiance issue estimates of extent far beyond the typical disrespectful behavior, eye rolling, slam the doors, and argument between teens and their parents. Anger is a normal part of adolescence and can be a healthy emotion response to outside stressors. Anger is a secondary emotion for teens, as it often marks out underlying issues, including sadness, hurt, fear, and shame. And when this underlying emotion becomes too much, a teenager will often respond by lashing out. So because of adolescence can be stressful, most teens will lash out from time to time. However, for teens with anger issues, emotion that breaks are regular occurrence. Things with serious anger issues are common, are consumed with anger. This individual can be defiant and may turn to violence or self-harm, risky behavior, and illegal activity, such as way to cope with their strong emotions. They may lash out with anger in response to outside stressors or untreated or undiagnosed mental disorder. In this session below, we will define common causes of teen defiance and the behaviors and patterns that fall outside of normals. So, what are the causes of angry in teenagers and the contributing factors? There are many factors that can contribute to anger issues and defiance in teenagers. Every teenager emotional regulation, set skills, capacity, and maturity is different. Some things simply need more in learning how to early manage their emotions and cope with stress, while other things experience intensive anger as a symptom of a mental issue. So from this traumatization life experience, or some from the stress and pressure of adolescence. So some of these common triggers are severe anger in teens. These are include low self-esteem, victim of bullying or persistence, and unhealthy peer pressures, conflict within family, traumatic events, death of a loved one, some are adoption issues, or some are substance use abuse, or divorce in the family, or abuse, or grief, or dysfunctional family environment. These are the causes. So in addition of the above list, an unresolved issue such as teen depression, anxiety, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, that is ADHD, and oppositional defiance disorder, which is ODD, can contribute to an anger issue in teens, in teenagers. So this disorder often impacts social skills, self-control, and impulse control, which result in a child being more prone to having anger outbursts. So let's look at the statistic of anger issues. The statistic is like this. It's more than 1 in 10, that is 4%, say that they have trouble controlling their own anger. More than 1 in 4 people, that's 28%, says that they are worried about how angry they sometimes feel. And 1 in 5 people, which is about 20%, says that they have ended a relationship or friendship with someone because of how they behave when they were angry. So there's another statistics about anger. According to study out of Harvard, it said two-thirds of teens have a history of anger attack involving real or threatened violence. 1 in 12 teenagers met the criteria for intimate explosive disorder. That is about 6 million teens nationwide. And this, I hear as some findings. It says 63.3% of adolescents report lifetime anger attack that involve destroying property, threatening others, or engaging in violence. 7.8% met the DSM-5/CD criteria for life IED, which is very serious. And 18.1% of lifetime pauses meeting IED criteria. And 12 years was the main age of IDE onset. And 63.9% of lifetime IED cases meeting the criteria for another DSM-5 CD disorder. So there are these warnings coming out. There are 10 warning signs for teenagers and angers is out when it's out of control. If a parent is concerned about the level of anger and defiance of a teenager exhibiting, the first step is to understand what is normal teen behavior and which behavior may indicate a more serious issue. If your teen is exhibiting one or more of the following behaviors, they have anger issues and they require external help. These are the following: physical aggression or violence. Number two, excessive argument with parents, siblings, teachers, or peers. Regular emotional outbursts that may include yelling, screaming, or lashing out. Irritation, thinking, and behavior. Bullying, verbal threats, cruel behavior to people or animals. Criminal activities, destroying properties, self-harm. Oh, any of these above behavior is a red flag that teens' anger issues require a professional treatment. In addition to parent support, if your teens extend beyond normal response to outside stressors and exhibit one or more of these above behavior, the next step is to lay a parental plan in place and consult with your GP or your therapist. So in conclusion, there are 8 ways parents can help their teenagers. The angry teenagers. While parenting, a defiant or angry teenager is extremely draining for parents. These are several key steps parents can take to help ease the contention and strains within homes. Teenagers lack the emotional maturity and stability, and therefore, and rely on their parents to give them help and direction when they need it. It is essential that parents do not do the best they can do to love and support their child while still keeping in mind that they cannot control their teens' emotion or actions. So the best thing empowering parents can do is to provide their teen with proper support within the home and seek appropriate external treatment to help the teens learn how to manage his or her feelings. So number one, create boundaries and expectation for your teenagers. Defiance and angry teenagers need clear rules that are tied to a clear consequence when he or she breaks the rules. Establish this rule and expectation during a calm time. When the conversation with your teens so that they know what to expect when the set rules are broken. Explain to your teens that these rules are to help keep him or her safe and free from harm. Express your love to your child, even when teens want to know that their parents love and care about them. Number two, talk to your teenagers. Parents of angry teenagers may find it difficult to talk and communicate with their child through the outburst and the contention. During these times of peace, or once a teenager has calmed down from their outburst, parents should try to talk to their teenager about what is really bothering them. If the teenager is willing to speak or share or do not judge or try to connect to your teenagers, simply listen to him or her without becoming angry. Number three, encourage a healthy lifestyle. Encourage every lifestyle of physical exercise, healthy eating, and proper sleep. Creating a healthy lifestyle routine for your teenagers helps foster good behavior in children and teenagers. This includes setting regular meal times and bedtime, a set time to check in with your teens, and regular exercise. Most of all, make sure your teens get enough sleep. Sleep deprivation can increase stress, mood swings, and can cause problems with weight, memory, concentration, and decision making. All things should get between 8 to 10 hours of sleep. So to achieve this, many parents find it helpful having teens turn their electronics 2 hours before bedtime to eliminate distractions. Number four, limit technology use. Parents should not just limit technology at bedtime. The overuse of technology, social media, or screen time is unhealthy for any teenagers. Too much of screen time cannot only adversely affect your child's sleep, it can also lead to irritability. Parents must monitor their teens' technology use to ensure they are not consuming violence to show video games, movies, and music as they increase the likelihood of outbursts and violent behavior. Number five, encourage your teenager to find a hobby. Hobbies can help teenagers manage their negative emotions. Adults should encourage their son or daughter to participate in a hobby that will serve as an outlet for anger. And this includes anything from sports, weightlifting, music, yoga, mindfulness, and meditation, cooking, arts, and If they can go for horseback riding, that would be lovely. Number six, set a good example for your team. One of the best ways parents can teach their team early coping patterns and emotional regulation is by example. When your team starts to feel angry, make sure you display healthy and appropriate response, that you stay as calm, as rational as possible, even when the thing is extremely difficult and defiant. Number seven, have a reasonable expectation for your teenagers. Perfect from teenager is not reasonable. That's perfection. A teen's brain is continually developing and changing until about the mid-20s. Therefore, a teen brain will process information more differently, including the way a teen manages their emotions and make decisions. Hormones can further complicate things. Why things, these factors should not serve as an excuse for bad behavior. It is important for parents to keep this biological difference in mind. In many ways, teens are still learning, and providing learning experience to help their brain and judgment when it develops. Parents of angry teens should maintain age-appropriate expectation for their teen and nothing more. And there's a book by neuropsychologist, Dr. Daniel. It's called Brainstorm, The Power and the Purpose of the Teen Brain. That's a very good book to read as a parent. Number eight, which is the last one, spend quality time with your teenagers. Every child wants to be unconditionally loved and accepted by his parents, even when they do not show it. Take time to spend quality time with your teenager during an activity they enjoy. During this time, just focus on loving, validating, and becoming positive about your teenagers and their strengths. Reassure them how much you love them. And give your teen your undivided attention to reassure them that your love and care is with them. Do not get frustrated if your teens resist your efforts. Just continue trying. Remember, the objective is to simply build a relationship with your teens and support them in the way they need most. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Quite detailed, and really appreciate the statistics as well. Just to let you guys know, we'll be having a Kahoot game now, and our next speaker also will be talking at the effects, which I'm sure you do not want to miss, to be honest. It's going to be one of our vibrant speakers, so please, you do not want to miss that. Mr. Abbey, thank you so much once again. That was in-depth, and there's a lot of nuggets to pick from that for both youth and parents, because as a parent, you get to observe your kids. And once you pick up some of the traits that you can see in them, it's not just because they just want to be troublesome, but sometimes it can be very difficult to navigate through your emotions. It takes time to learn that skill. It's a vital skill, but it does take time. And with the help from parents, I'm sure every teenager has the potential to choose wisely and to act right and to act appropriately as well. So parents, it's a both side thing. So and Mr. Abe was nice enough to present this, how to manage these things to look out for, and how in particular we can help our youths in managing their anger. So talk to them. That's something some parents don't do for various reasons, but it's very essential. Technology has its benefits and some of its disadvantages, but we're still learning through, because this era we're developing and learning how the effects of technology in our lives. So encourage your teenager, encourage them. Everyone needs a bit of encouragement every now and then, no matter how strong and macho you are. Even if they look so massive and they look like they don't need anything, encouragement is definitely a tool that it can never go out of fashion, okay? So parents, these are valuable knowledge to have in raising kids. So thank you very much, Mr. Abe. So we'll be moving on to a Kahoot game now. For those that are that don't know, about the game. So it's first, second, third winners. They get an High Street voucher of their choice. And the game revolves around just a bit of mental exercise, brain exercise, so a bit of maths, the news as well about what's happening around us, okay? And just a general current affairs, really. So if you've been watching the news and you know what's happening around you, then this should be a piece of cake. And I hope you guys enjoy it as well. And for those that may have also missed the announcement that I made initially at the beginning, please stay tuned. I will definitely make that again for the benefit of those that may have joined, that may not have heard that when making the announcement. It is an exciting announcement for us as a charity, and we'd like to share that news with you. So stay tuned, and as I play the Kahoot, and bear in mind as well, we're not being prejudiced, no discrimination. Adult, you can also join as well into this game, okay? Feel free to join, and if you win, we'll give you your gift as well, okay? So the winner just needs to share their email and let us know their choice of voucher, and then we'll happily share it with them. So you should be seeing on your screen the Kahoot game now. And like, for the benefit of those that are doing this for the first time, go on this website. So you need a phone or a different set anyway to join this. So go on this website, www.kahoot.it. Once you go there, it would ask you for a PIN, and you enter this. You put this PIN, and you can put the name you want. So if you do win, you can be identified and know. So we've got people joining. We've got 5 people joining. Feel free to join. Again, this is the PIN you need to join the game. You just go on this website. So www.kahoot.it. Okay, and then just enter the PIN. Sorry, can you mute? We've got someone that is on mute right there. We can hear you if you don't mind muting yourself. Thank you very much. And we've got 10 people so far. Feel free to join. Everyone, you're welcome. Adult, feel free to join as well. Young people, remember, Christmas is coming. So just giving you hints on what you can spend your voucher on if you do win, okay? You can buy gifts for your friends or buy for yourself, you know. You can be generous to yourself as well. We've got 11 people joining. We'll just give it 30 seconds more for anyone that may be struggling to join. So we've got 13 people now on. So if you just go on a website and enter the PIN, that would bring you right here, and you'll be able to see yourself. Okay. Some people may have technical issues because I see the number dropped by, okay, they've rejoined. Okay, good. Nice. Okay, I can see more people have joined. So I'll give it another 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I would assume maybe some people may have a bit of struggles, but 30 seconds and then we'll kick off. Okay. I will move this. Okay. All right. I think we are good to go. So get ready, everyone. All right, and this work with timing, by the way, so you've got a few seconds to answer the question, all right? So it's not just about knowing the answer, it's also about speed. So if you know the answer, you need to quickly answer it, press the right answer, okay? It's a multi-choice question. Here we go, ready, set, start. Ready, okay. 2, 1. First question, find the next two numbers. This is the maths aspect of the game. Okay. Sorry, someone is not muted. Please mute yourself. 7 seconds more. So pick any of the answer that you feel is correct at the fastest pace that you can. So we've got 13 people actually got the answer right. So let's see who was the fastest among the 13 people. Okay, Samson. All right. Okay. Next. So it seems that we might have a new champion this time around because that's the new name there. The next one, find the next two numbers. So this has to do with getting the answer correct and being very fast with it as well. Okay. 10 people got this correctly. Let's see who the fastest ones are. Okay, Dami, leading the top. Okay. Right, third question. Find the next two numbers. So which one do you think is right? And once you know it, click the answer ASAP. 9 seconds more. 7 seconds. Ooh. 11 people got that correctly. Let's see who they are. Okay, Dami is still on the top, Elijah and Lolade. Okay, well done, guys. Let's see, is anyone gonna move them from that position? Because it seems like someone has moved the name Samson from there, but there's still a chance to regain back the top position. Okay, find the next two numbers. Ooh. Okay, 10 people got that correctly. Who was the fastest? Dami is the fastest. Okay, Dami is still holding the first position right there. Well done. Find the next two numbers. Okay, so the correct one, once you know it, click it straight away. 6 seconds, 4 seconds, boom. 8 people got that correctly. Let's see who was the fastest. Ooh, Dami's still, wow. Dami, Elijah, and Joe. Joe's taking the third position now, okay. Right. Find the term-to-term rules of desequence, okay. So you have a bit more time here. Giving you a bit more seconds to think. So now it's just to think. Once you know the right answer, go for it. Well, 11 people got that correctly. Let's see who is leading. Okay, Dami is still taking the top position and Elijah second and Emmanuel is taking the next place in the third position, okay. We're having new entries in the third position. Find the term-to-term rule of desequence. So you have a few more seconds here.
Pack them away.
7 seconds. Okay. 3 seconds.
Pack them for yourself,
no? Okay, 7 people got that correctly. Let's see. Whoa. Okay. So we still got the same three people holding the fund. Okay. Let's see. The next question. So this is about news and current affairs. What is the new COVID variant found in South Africa? Let's see who's been watching the news. Okay, seven people got that correctly. Who got that right? Wow. Dami's still holding the position, Elijah. And we've got top guy in the next third place. Okay, top guy. I see you. Let's see if you can get to the top, okay? But well done for moving up to third. What is the name of the cricketer that was involved in the racism scandal recently? So this is up-to-date news. You should know if you've been watching the news. Okay, there is your answer. We got eight people that got the answer correctly, but who is the fastest? Wow, okay. Elijah, Dami, top guy, still holding the front. Well done to all three of you. Who can move them? What is the full meaning of Bane? What is the full meaning of Bane? You might have heard about this. Seven people got that correctly. So it's Black, Asian, and minority ethnic. If you've never come across that before, guys, okay. I'm sure your parents might help you in this one, but if they didn't, there's the answer. And we've got Dami on fire, top guy taking a second position, and Elijah has dropped to the third, but there's still a chance because we've still got two more questions. After this, one more. How long does it take to study a medical degree in the UK? So for any of you guys interested in doing medicine, this is for you. You should know this, and if you don't know, you get to learn. We educate each other here. Okay, right. Dami still taking the first place, top guy, and Elijah still holding the first, second, third. Final question. Secondary school must test on site after Christmas, government says. Is this true? So if you've been watching your news, is this true? Wow, we got three people that got that correctly. Let's see who they are. And we'll know. Elijah, well done, third place. Second place, top guy. And finally, Dami, well done. Well done, guys. Well done. Don't worry, if you didn't win this time, there's still more time, okay? We have this every time we have a program. So don't worry, you get a chance next time, okay? Well done for everyone that participated. And for those of you guys that won, let us know what your preference or voucher is. And we'll happily send that across to you, okay? Just send your email to our website and we'll just email it to me and then we'll give you your voucher. Lovely. So the final moment we've been waiting for, it's having our second speaker come on board. So he's a passionate speaker, and I'm sure he will reflect that in how he's going to speak. So guys, and he will be looking at the effects of anger, okay? So you may just think this is just nothing, but these can have serious effects. So parents and youths, stay tuned. And as I introduce Mr. Samson Taiwo, please take the floor.
Sorry, just a quick one before Mr. Samson comes in. I've just been told by the trustee that they're happy to offer the runners-up, the two runners-up, mm-hmm. £5 voucher each. So if you can advise them to send in their email so that,
okay.
Yeah, those two runners up. That's just what I want to say.
Okay, so the fourth and the fifth, is that what you mean?
Thank you, yeah.
Okay, great. So guys, you've heard that. So if you're fourth and the fifth, please send over your details. And if you're not sure what position you were in, I would put that in the chat so you would know. Okay. So Mr. Samson, the floor is yours. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the privilege to be on this platform. I'm quite excited, especially when I see the next generation who are taking over, who are going to be forming policies, who are going to be forming, guidance around government and has significant influence on the generation yet unborn. Thank you so much once again. I feel privileged now to be part of this. And I think you guys have been doing wonderfully well. I wish we are in a hall whereby we can see face to face, because what we were discussing today, it's not only for the teenagers, but the parents to be in attendance, you know, because there are some key themes whereby even if you speak to teenagers, you know, the parent needs to be on board with that for them to be able to action or take the outcome from such kind of symposium and work on it so as to achieve a better result. So I've been saddled with the responsibility to talk about the effect of anger. So I want to start this way. I really want to thank Mr. Abbey, who laid the foundation. He's given us the theoretical background. You know, he's given us the guidance around some policies that are in existence in UK, you know, which might not be available anywhere else. He's given us a high-level overview of a lot of researches that has been done. But I want to make this practical for as many that can hear me. I will allow you to unmute your phone, younger generations, the teenagers that are listening to me. At any point in time you feel like talking, you know, you can just speak to me. I'm more than happy to take your question and anything. So what gets you angry? That's the first thing I want to ask. You know, do you really need to get angry? Why do we get angry and all that? I know my role here is not to talk about the causes, because that has been exhausted by Mr. Abbey, but sometimes things are interlinked here. And for me personally, when I look at anger could be good and it could be bad. People will say, what? Why are you saying anger could be bad? I mean, it could be good. The only time I will allow you to get angry is when, I'll put it this way, and typical example, Anthony Joshua, if you're very conversant with the ongoing trend, Anthony Joshua lost his fight to Usyk, and you know, it got to a point in his career now that he felt, why is he losing? And he had to be angry with himself, because he felt he's got what it takes to actually rule, to remain as a king and to keep on remaining as champion. You know, the only time, like I said, I will be in support of you becoming angry, which is not a negative energy here. I'm going to exhaust all the other options now. You know, the negative side of anger is when you feel comfortable with the environment you are, when you feel comfortable with mediocrity, when you feel comfortable with, you know, not achieving success, it is okay for you to.
All right. Yeah. Don't forget what you put on fire.
Mr. Okay. Lee, please mute yourself. Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Sampson, I've muted you in error. Sorry, can you unmute yourself, Mr. Sampson?
Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay, no worries. So it is okay for you as a younger person, if you want to be the best in your class, it is okay. And you realize that, oh, I'm trying to be the best, and there is somebody, you know, who is actually competing with you, or who is far ahead of you when it comes to academics or whatever you're doing. It's good to be competitive. And this is what sometimes we call healthy anger, you know, because anger is an emotional energy on its own, you know, that generates from the inside. It's a kind of feeling that makes you feel, whether, I will put it this way, the kind of energy that anger generates is either diverted into a more practical based, practical based outcome, or to a negative outcome that could actually impact on your well-being. Permit me, while I'm still saying this, I'm very careful of the kind of audience I have, so I'm trying to choose my word, not use too much of a big grammar, you know, so that I can bring it down to the level of the kids. So what is anger? I try to jot down some things that are very practical and what causes, I mean, the effect of of anger. In my own head, and that's why I choose not to research, I choose not to consult Google, I choose not to consult, you know, books around this anger. Let's be practical about this. The way I feel when I get angry, the implication of anger and what had happened in the past. Does that make sense? No, I said anger is an emotional eruption. You know, you have heard of volcano eruption, you know, when it erupts. No, that means something that is trapped underneath the earth. And you just realize that the lava is trying to find an expression somewhere, one way or the other, that it found itself on the surface of that. And the lava comes out, and you know, when it solidifies, it becomes the mountain that we see. So anger for me is an emotional eruption. So when you see somebody that became angry, they didn't just get angry because they want to get angry. There has been a trigger to that. Does that mean? So I found anger. So younger ones, I want you to know I can identify with you, and I'm going to get to a place where you can really identify with what I'm saying. For me, if I want to try to explain what maybe you are going, that is going through your mind, I find anger as an emotional eruption and reaction. Look at the two words. There's an eruption and reaction to an incident that you are not happy with the outcome. It's as simple as that. Let's put it this way. I break it more down further. And that, you know, there's a perpetrator, and I'm going to identify those levels. You know, somebody did something and that generated a reaction from you. You know, it's because you have something in mind. There is a way you want to live your life, and somebody just step on your toes, just, you know, maliciously. And, you know, you can't just allow that. And somebody could just get on your nerve, and you wouldn't know when an outburst comes, you know, from you in a way that, you know, because you didn't really identify with that kind of core value or the outcome that you found yourself in. So it's possible. So let me, like I said, you know, I'm trying to lay the foundation for you what anger is in the practical term. Because when you get angry, it is the emotional side, people say, but it's an eruption that comes from the inside. Does that make sense? And a reaction to the incident that you are not happy with the outcome. Also, I did put this down, that anger is caused by being displeased with a thing. You know, your mom asked you to do this and you've done it, and mom then said, I don't want this and all that. And you felt you've given all that you have inside of you, or even in school, you know, and people just get on your nerve, and you know, you are quite displeased about a thing, you know. And that's one thing, one of the key triggers that could get you angry. And in all of this, I want to put it out and put it in context for you, that when we talk about anger, you know, there are people, you don't just get angry by just wanting to become angry. There are a few things that the elements that are in my own head that I had to jot down to say, when we have an angry situation or an individual that is angry, one, we have the victim, we have the perpetrator, we have a particular circumstances, you know, that generated that, and then the outcome. So we talked about the victim, who is the victim, who is the perpetrator, who, at what circumstances, and what is the outcome. So for you as a teenager, most of the time, even when you get angry, you might be the one who is the victim. And I really want to identify that with you. And this is why I would have loved if parents are very close to their children for us to explore this issue, because we want to look at the effect, what that does. Now, I've painted a scenario of the victim and the perpetrator. So imagine you just sitting there and somebody comes to give you a hot slap. You know, by default, you know, you are just sitting on your own and somebody give you a slap, it will trigger. So the perpetrator who slaps, sorry, we can still listen while, you know, our audio is mute or unmute. So it's the person that gives a slap intentionally, you understand, did that so as to get a reaction from you. Does that make sense? So the perpetrator is involved. You are the victim. And you know what? The perpetrator might feel so happy that they are doing that, you know, especially when it comes around bullying. We all know things like this, right? That the bully are actually the one that needs help, not the person they are bullying in the first place. And I'm going to paint that scenario because over time, people who suffer bullying over years had been tagged as the people who has problems, rather than fixing the people who are mentally deranged and are not well brought up and cultured and mannered and going beyond their boundaries, causing unnecessary, you know, uproar in the life of people.
whose emotions are balanced. So I'm trying to paint a scenario here. So we have the perpetrator who give a slap or bullies, and the receiving person at the other end, right, is the victim here. And what a lot of people then do is there is a circumstances that might have led to that. I remember very young, when we were young, you know, when boys would be chasing, young boys would be chasing girls and girls would be chasing boys. And you see that two boys are interested in a young lady and all that. Before you know it, behind the scene, they start fighting over a particular individual. Does that make sense? That might not be your scenario, but there is a particular, there's a contention at every point in time. There's a reason from the part of the perpetrator, you understand, as to why, you know, they are performing, they were doing such thing to the victim here. It could be that they are trying to claim that level of authority over their victim. They want to prove that they are in the position of power. It might be that they want to be very influential. And don't let us lose this fact that what inside every individual, every teenager, and every individual has created is this yearning. You know, there's this thing on the inside that people will call potential, yearning to be relevant, to be significant, to become somebody important. Does that make sense? And in the process of somebody wants to become somebody important, we approach things differently. So some people believe in manipulating people, you understand, in order to feel relevant. And in most cases, you know, this leads to stepping out of boundary and then going beyond the boundary that other people have set for themselves. And these are the kind of circumstances that leads to outburst on some occasions. So why have I painted this? Because I'm about to talk about the effects. So if you have in your head the scenario I've just painted, that there's always a perpetrator. There is nobody who just get angry just like that. It could be that you remember something that somebody had done to you in the past. You just become angry. Does that make sense? And you know, your parents, the way they spoke to you, it impacts on your self-esteem, and you feel that you were being ridiculed in the public, and you are this kind of shy person, you know. It's very possible, and this is why parents need to be involved in this kind of conversation. So, if the perpetrator is aware that what I'm about to do to this individual could trigger the victim here now, you know, to react, is an action and reaction kind of process. So people don't just get angry to say, I wake up today, I'm going to get angry with Elizabeth, I'm going to get angry with Suji, you understand? Nobody wakes up as such. Even those kids, the teenager that we're talking about today, we not say, I will wake up and make sure I make life to become hell for my parents. That is not their intention. So if we start to look at those, the factors and the people involved in this kind of issue, you know, we can start managing things very well. So now, when the perpetrator does that, you know, the response, the emotional response of the victim to this kind of circumstances might be so devastating. Mr. Mololu Adeoye, thank you. Can we meet your mic? Hallelujah. Mr. Mololu Adeoye, can you please meet your mic? Apologies if you have heard me say hallelujah, because I'm so used to, you know, saying hallelujah all the time. So anyway, this is what I'm saying, you know, as a result of that, so apologies for for those who might not be Christians, I didn't mean to draw that, but I'm used to, you know, use the use of hallelujah when I want to call people to order. It's just my way of calling people to order to say, oh, this is the reason, can you mute your mic? So I apologize for that. So what am I saying when it comes to victim perpetrator? So when the victim then chooses to react to an adverse situation, right? So it could be people get angry, somebody slapped you, and out of rage, you know, you decided to do yours back and you just raise your hand. It could lead to you don't know somebody who is ready to die and you just slap somebody back. People will not see when the perpetrator did that. It is the victim who they then see the response. You know, we've been in this for long, you know, especially in this part of the world where some group of people, right, do certain things to the BAME community. And when the BAME then reacts, you know, they then start timing BAME as being aggressive, and all that. You know what I'm talking about here. And this is why I really want to lay this out, that while you are a victim, so I'm going to talk from the point of a victim, because for everybody that gets angry, it is a situation that triggers the emotional side of an individual to react in certain way. Does that make sense? So when I look, and this is why I said I've not looked at any book or anything, I'm trying to, from my own head, you know, and bring practicality into this, and how to relate with the way you feel, with the way I feel when things happen, because these are the main things that happen to us, right? When all this, when you understand that there's a perpetrator and you are the victim, the effect of you responding to the incidents that have been perpetrated by the perpetrator itself keeps you in an emotional prison. What did I say? It keeps you in an emotional prison. How did that happen? Or how does that work? I wrote something that that anger most of the time is an emotional prison that you are kept in by the perpetrator. Because what they then do is you are used to being a very cool person. Does that make sense? You don't stop. You just choose to stay in your lane. You love to relate with people very easily. Then they do this particular thing. You know what they then did? Then they trigger something inside of you to respond. Does that make sense? When you respond, or when you are unable, you could lash out in words, and you realize that when you leave that situation, when you come out of it, most of the time, it is still resonating in your mind. Some of us bear the scar of what people have done to us in the past. And anger sometimes then leads you to grudges. Does that make sense? It leads you to resentment. It changes you. It changes your relationship with that kind of person if you're not very careful. And what that does to you is that it keeps you in an emotional prison. And is, you know, they will say that every drop of water forms a mighty ocean. Does that make sense? From the first time somebody offended you and you responded, you lashed out. Does that make sense? You wouldn't know that you are starting bringing out the negative side of you that people will see and judge you as somebody that is aggressive. Does that make sense? So for our teenagers, can I quickly draw your attention to this? I'm going to provide some solutions here that I feel could help. So when people want to box you because the perpetrator, what they have done or what they have successfully done is to bring you into a box of prison of emotional eruption to a particular situation. Does that make sense? So parents, that's why you've got to be very careful with your child, because all of these things are seed in the life of a child, you know, and we owe responsibility in a way. Mr. Abe had said this, I wrote that down as well, that, you know, I said, an angry parent, and it boils down to parents and society, right? An angry parent will definitely breed angry children, because when they see the way parents respond to stress, respond to uncomfortable situations, you know, even with them as children, when they misbehave, you know, if you are not cool in the way you respond to things, you know, you will realize that it is your emotional outburst and your frustration, rather than correcting them, it is your frustration that you put on the child. Haven't I told you this? You understand? You wouldn't know that you were shouting. And yet, because you've done that, it's an eruption, unconscious reaction on the inside in responding to the situation at hand, whereby we could have dealt with that with more maturity and in love to say, okay, why have you done this? Explain to me. You know, especially in the African culture, in the environment, you know, as parents, the way you respond to things, you know, and that's why you've got to be guided, because your actions are seen in the life of your children. They see the way you respond to things, that you shout all the time, you talk all the time, you understand? And because of that, so you are an angry parent. How are you supposed to raise a child that is not angry? Because you are the first mentor. And I further said that an angry society, especially in the African community, yes, it might be better in this part of the world, but where we have an angry society, definitely that is going to develop is going to shape the kind of children that are being raised in such environment. Does that make sense? So we've got to be very careful. And the thing is this, for you young teenagers, listen to me, we cannot be crazy. Let me put it that way. If people choose to be crazy, because I'm going to tell you one effect. If people choose to be crazy, you've got to make that conscious decision that I am not a crazy one. I am going to be one of those people that will fix people that are crazy. So you might have a lot of people walking around the street. There are a lot of crazy people on the street that are angry, you know, things, you know, who would rather be a perpetrator or they have been victims. So for those who are perpetrators, you are conscious of this set of people who love to cause trouble. And you are also conscious of those people who have been a victim and that when they respond to things, you know, they could tear things down. And it's okay because we all deal with things differently. Does that make sense? But you want to choose that you want to be the right role model to your friends. When your friends are latching up, you want to be the peacemaker to say, you know what? Don't keep yourself in an emotional prison because the perpetrator will be happy to see you get angry and be resentful. Does that make sense? But don't let anybody steal your happiness away, because most of the time when you are angry as a teenager, you will realize that you are not always happy. That means your happiness is being robbed away and it has impact on your well-being and health. I know I want to rush quickly because I know that my time is fast spent. And this is one thing I've advised. I said, because it's an emotional prison, the perpetrator, when they do that to you, what they are doing by implication is trying to put you in an emotional prison whereby you become a victim of anger who lives in that kind of emotional state all the time. So for you as an individual, you must learn to walk away from the prison before you are sentenced to a life of misery and adversity. What did I mean by that? What I'm trying to say is when somebody gets you angry, rather than you getting angry and lashing out and wasting, allowing an eruption, you know, and a reaction that is unfavorable, you know, before you are, you, it's better you tell yourself, you are conscious of it, that yes, I'm angry, but I refuse to be kept in your own prison. Because once you respond in a manner that can lead to other things, what they have successfully done is that they have kept you in the prison. And I can imagine if they ask you as a child or as a teenager, would you rather go be in your father's house or your mom's house or stay in the prison where you don't know individual? You know, your choice will have been, oh, I'd rather stay in my own, in the comfort of my bed and all that. So when somebody is getting you angry, bear in mind that what they are trying to do is to send you to the prison of misery and adversity. So further to that, I said, be careful when you are angry, as you never. So this is, I'm going to tell you the effect. So be careful when you are angry, as you never know the outcome of your anger, because the actions and consequences afterward could be devastating. Listen to this. We have typical examples. I don't know whether you've watched some shows, especially American shows, where they take teenagers and, you know, people who, I know none of our children is doing drugs, but there are this, what's it called? Children who doesn't listen to their parents, you know, who doesn't behave well, who are ill-behaved, you know, going to other countries and all that. They've taken some even into prison before to go and see the life in the prison, and now life is being, people are being dealt with. Trust me, you don't want to be there, because by error, when somebody gets you angry, you don't know how you react. Somebody slapped you, and all of a sudden, there was an outburst, and you push this individual. It's happened in real life. You push the individual. It is just a push. And the person fell down and hit their head on the floor. And before you know it, blood everywhere, and the person passed on. That can be devastating, because then that becomes a murder case. And as young as you are, you don't want to be somebody who killed someone else. Does that make sense? So, and that's why, apart from the emotional prison, right, anger, the effect of anger, what it can do is to keep you in the real prison when your outburst is quite devastating. You know, that's the farthest I can read. But as at the time when you push this individual, you wouldn't have known that somebody's going to hit their head on the floor and then die from such incident. Does that make sense? And that's why I've talked about the perpetrator, the victim, you know, the circumstances around it. Then the outcome of your anger when you react as the victim, it could lead to people's death. Does that make sense? And at the end of the day, what happens? That means the future that you think you have will then be taken away from you. I don't wish anyone such scenario, such circumstances to find themselves in, because, you know, we will never can tell, you know, what will happen. Those people that pushed never envisaged that somebody will fall down and then from there pass on. And, you know, at the end of the day, it became a murder case, you know, an individual as young as you are, you have a bright future to rule the country as prime minister. You have the future to be an MP in this part of the world, you know, to even be the trailblazer to design the next IT gadgets that will rule the world. You have all those potential, and you don't want that to be taken away from you. So at any point in time when you feel angry or somebody, you find a perpetrator doing that, you've got to remind yourself that, you know what, I am more superior than you. You as a perpetrator, it's because you are not that intelligent enough. You are not emotionally intelligent enough for you to realize that rather than me being kept in your prison, I would rather leave you to keep on dealing with your emotional baggage. Does that make sense to somebody there? So it's quite important for us to know that the consequence of anger could lead to death, and we've got to be very careful. One of the other things, the effect of anger, is that it breeds a culture of resentment. You know, if you keep getting angry all the time, you will know how much resentful you will become. People will just let you be, you know, you understand? Because it will become a pattern in your life that every little thing is outburst you as a young. So when your parents are trying to correct you, you wouldn't see things from the perspective. You just want to say, no, this is my way. No, this is my way. This is my way. If you keep getting angry, you will not be correct. It will be very difficult for parents to be able to correct you. It will be very difficult for you to learn the things in life that will help you, because people will just leave you with your craft. Does that make sense? And when you are not receiving good instruction that will help you become the best in life, trust me, you will end up becoming a mediocre. You will end up becoming somebody that people don't really want to relate with. You will become somebody, and when you are in your own world, see, you know, it could be very challenging. Let me put it that way. And that's why I want you, as young as you are, as vibrant as you are, to get the support from your parents. They are doing fantastically well, you know, to support you, to support your emotions, especially when you get angry, when things like this gets, when things upset you. Be open and honest with your parents and tell them, this is the way I feel, you know. And when you have a constructive conversation with your parents, and parents in return, we expect that you handle that with maturity, because what you don't want to allow to happen to them is that when they get angry, see, they are edging further into the emotional prison unconsciously. And these are emotional baggage that they take into the future, and they become an angry individual. Every little thing, every little subject, it triggers certain things inside of them, because some of these elements were not dealt with when they were younger. So it's a product, because everybody we are some total of our past, the present, and what we will become in the future is as a result of the things we've learned while we are growing up. Does that make sense? That's why to live a healthy life in the future, we've got to provide this platform for our children to help them grow with the emotions that, yes, there are situations when you are not in agreement with such situation. Rather than getting angry, you might open a dialogue with the person involved to say, see, we could have done better this way. This is what we should do to take things forward. And what this is one of the other things that I've jotted down to say, don't grow or avoid an environment and atmosphere of anger, because it will rob you of real love and affection. What does that mean? When you find yourself, you need to change the narrative. And for parents, please, if the home is full of rage, you need to change that culture, because an environment of rage all the time, you know, deprives the children to be loved and also to feel connected, because they see that their mom fighting all the time. Does that make sense? It impacts on their emotional well-being in a way, and they'll just think that, you know, that's the way of life, and they grow into it. This leads to other issues of life, but I'm trying to restrict myself to what we are discussing today. So we've got to have, you know, those are the effects, because you would then end up raising an unloved child who carries a lot. So these are the effect of anger from parents even. We find ourselves in such a scenario whereby, you know, you then raise a child that doesn't know how to connect with the society because any little things, you know, it rages up and people just want to keep such a child at distance. I just quickly want to round up. I think I have one or two more points on my notes. I think the last one, on the last note, I will say that the best way to reduce or to eliminate the effect of anger is to grow in a love environment. When I say love environment, you know, within love, even when people hear, you know, you are not correcting people with a malicious intention. You are not enraged in correcting your child. Does that make sense? And let's put it in practical. So when your children then grows up in an environment of love where they know that when people do things wrongly, you know, you've got to calm yourself down and explain things and resolve things in love, you know, and by addressing things from the way they see it, from their perspective, and create a balance. Because they know they can talk to you at any point in time about anything, they feel loved. Does that make sense? So when they carry that understanding from the family unit to outside, and people then do things, you understand, the first reaction won't be to an outburst of anger, whereby they engage in fight, then they push, you know, then leads to something else. Does that make sense? What they will be looking at is to be a problem solver, because when they grow under a roof that is nurtured in love, and when it comes to conflict resolution, you know, it is born out of love, they themselves grows with that, those kind of skill set as problem solver, as conflict resolver. Does that make sense? And that way, they are able, so when they get into the environment, people do things that are wrong. Their first response is not to attack back, but a problem solver and a conflict resolution individual who try to see the weakness of the perpetrator and then start fixing people. So your children are solution providers. They are not a liability to their generation. Once you start seeing your children from that point of view, that they are an extra asset to the society, who is going to change the narrative, then you will then value the fact that them growing under your instruction in law is quite strategic in managing their anger. Thank you so much.
Right, thank you very much for that. That was quite interesting. Just before I sort of talk on it, guys, please, the floor is open for questions. So you can, if you don't want to unmute yourself to ask your question, feel free to type it or send it to me, and I can happily ask the question. And if you just want to comment as well, feel free to put that in the chat. Thank you so much. These are information that is very useful for both parents and youth, because, you know, just like Mr. Abia said initially as well, you know, talk to your kids and communicate with them, and also, you know, how you act with them, it's a reflection of what they do. And also in what Mr. Samson just said as well, you know, parents, these key points can be useful as well, because you might have passed a phase of where you didn't have anyone to sort of help you handle and control your emotions. These are useful information for you as a parent as well. You know, if you don't stop learning, you can always improve. And your improvement reflects on your children as well, because they pick up stuff like that as well. And just to give the young people a typical example of things that may even happen in a classroom, you know, in a secondary school, you know, someone might just come to you to try and trigger your emotion and anger and just say, you know what, your mom or your dad, and then you will just flare up and probably just punch them or push them. And the effect of that is you get a detention. Or if that continues so many times, you get expelled. And a lot of people, I've seen them, you know, they get expelled for things like that. And, you know, we can't really blame the teacher because they're trying to not let everyone copy that same behavior. But, you know, it's just an information that young people, you will have people that want to trigger your anger, that would say things that, you know, yeah, you love your mom and you love your dad, and they know that. And they will want to trigger your anger because of that. So it's now up to you when someone say that to you, like your mom, your dad, you could either walk away, you know, just choose to walk away and not react, or report them to the teacher. You know, if you feel, you know what, I'd rather them get to handle this, so you don't get to live the consequences of what they've done to you, which is negative, unfortunately. But that's, I just thought I'd throw that example in of what a lot of times it happens. Like, there's so many other silly things like that happens in classroom that gets people detention and expelled. But I just thought I'd chip that example in. And we've got questions coming through. I'm just going to ask one question and then do the announcement for the benefit of those that may have missed it when I announced it initially. But I'm just going to say one question first to give people more time to bring in their question. So, and this can be answered by either one of our speakers, okay? Feel free to unmute yourself. So the first question we have is, how would a teenager get rid or regulate his or her anger? So, yeah, any of you guys, if you want to take it, any of our speaker. I'll choose then. Mr. Abe. Mr. Abe, if you can unmute yourself. So there's a question. So I'll just repeat that question again. How would a teenager get rid or regulate his or her anger?
Okay. The first thing, like I said in the example, Abe, how to solve it. How can he regulate? First of all, most of the time when he gets angry, he needs to keep calm. He needs to think before he reacts. Because sometimes when you get angry, like, let me just use this phrase in the Bible. He said, be angry and sin not. So you have to be very, very, you know, proactive. It's very difficult. You know, first of all, you need to keep calm and, you know, before you react, think very well. Or the best thing is just to stay away from that environment, you know. If you can't stay away, good. If you cannot, just keep calm before you react. Think very well before you react.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you so much. Yeah, I believe that answers your question. So just think of the consequences, basically. So when you say think before you react, you can think of the consequences, okay? What would the consequences be? You know, the typical example I've just given, your consequences would be you get a detention or you get expelled. Is that what you want? So once you decide that in your mind, that would guide you in how to handle the situation. So thank you very much, Mr. Abe. And I believe that answers your question. Okay, you've got an addition, please go ahead.
An addition, this is a very serious one and it's more practical. I think it goes along with the question that was asked. I find myself in a situation of this, and if I can do that, I believe teenagers can do that as well. I've discussed it with a few teenagers as well. I find myself working one day. I was working working as a door supervisor. Someone just walked up to me and said, I am a monkey. That is the word. He didn't even compromise the word. He said it straight. If I didn't look at myself that if I react the way I'm supposed to react, what is going to happen? That's why I'm going to borrow Mr. Abe's word. Proactive. Think very well. Analyze that situation. What will my anger cost? It can take you within a twinkle of an eye. I'm talking about 2 to 3 seconds. You can analyze what you can do because you know yourself. For instance, I look at myself, what should I do in a normal sense? Maybe I'll punch him. If I punch him, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to be taken away, assault, and that's going to be the end of career. You can actually analyze what can happen as a teenager before you react. And that will save you a lot. It's very, very important. You might think, how long will it take me to react? No, you can do it within 1 second, even 2 nanoseconds. You can do it. what can happen to me? You will see it. And then you can decide yourself, do I want to react or just calm myself down? That's my addition. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Just to validate the point that's been raised, I think is about self-consciousness, you know, in summary, if you want to target with the theme. Young people, if you are quite conscious of the fact that you are not going to allow anybody's action determine what's going to happen to your future, you know, just like they said, the consequences of what's going to happen. So be self-conscious that no matter what anyone says to you, that does not define who you are, and it does not determine the kind of person you are. Like Mr. Tunji said, you are a monkey. In the real sense, are you a monkey? I'm not a monkey. That's your opinion. I walk away. It's as simple as that. So it's because he has a problem, he can't see a human being. So the problem is not with Mr. Tunji. It's with the perpetrator. And that's why I try to create the scenario of a perpetrator and the victim. Every time you carry that consciousness that the perpetrator are out there to keep you in the prison, what you did is by walking away, right, by not reacting to what he said, you have your liberty. You are a more superior individual. That means there is this sense of self-knowledge of who you are, that you are not a monkey, but you know what? You are a great individual who has just displayed maturity over somebody who is irresponsible with what they've said to you.
Thank you very much for your comment. And thank you, Mr. Tunji, for that example as well. That's quite a strong one. I'm sure for a teenager, that would be a test of character right there. But that's a challenge. So yeah, well done. Thank you all for your contribution. So I think I'm just going to go ahead with the question because there's other questions and leave the announcement till last. So here we have a comment by... and I believe it's also a question as well. Are there any problem anger can solve? So this is like three questions packed in one. We can break it down into three segments. So first of is, are there any problem anger can solve? I think, Mr. Samson, you mentioned, you know, anger can be a good thing. So that might be for you to answer. And then we've got another question. I stopped people bullying me by getting angry and fighting back. I think that might be a kind of question/comment. I guess I'll try and rephrase it. So can you actually stop people from bullying you by getting angry and fighting back? So that would be the second question. And and it all stopped. So that's part of the second question. So I'll repeat. The first question is, are there any problem anger can solve? That's the question. And the second question is, can I stop people bullying me by getting angry and fighting back? Can that stop it? So those are the two questions. So Mr. Samson, you go first, and then I'll repeat the second question if you or Mr. Abby wants to answer.
Thank you so much. Once again, you know, I will borrow a word that we used to in my own faith. That is what we call holy anger. We call it holy anger, you know, when you are kind of, you look at the situation you are, you know, where you're coming from. You are still quite young. For some of us who had come, you might have found yourself in a very convenient environment, you know. But some of us came from places whereby, you know, you've got to fight for your future, right? And in that circumstances, you'll find yourself that, you know, things are not going the way you want it to be. You want to be the best in your class. It's happened to me before, right? Where I thought, oh, I'm a first class product in my head, you know, I'm that good, you know, and I need to achieve greater things and all that. And what then happened is, you know, I did my exam, I read all I could do and all that. And lo and behold, you know, rather than having A's in my grades, you know, and I then started seeing 68B, 69B and all that. And I felt, but I did all I could, you know, I was angry at myself. My outburst was not to anybody, if you understand, not even to the lecturer, but the negative, rather than having that negative energy towards people, it was towards myself to stir up the positive side on me. The only time I feel that you can get angry is when you are able to turn your negative energy into becoming a positive thing to you. And that's what AJ is trying to do now as a boxer, you know, that he felt he's let himself down, you know, because he's got all it takes to be successful. So he's angry at his own performance to say, come on, you can do better. I can do better than this, you know.
and he's all going all out, what that led is that he's given him opportunity to take additional action and step to wanting to reclaim back his what? His belt. Does that make sense? So in my own circumstances, what my anger did, because like I said, anger is an energy, a negative feeling on the inside. Does that make sense? So the negative feeling I had was, no, I am not going to get comfortable with 68. I can get 70. I can get 80. I can get 90. People that have such IMAG doesn't have 2A. Does that make sense? So I'm able to channel that discomfort, that feeling, negative feeling inside of me to action by putting things in place for me to strategically get past questions, meet with people, discuss with people and all that. And I'm able to channel all of that into a positive outcome for myself, which then puts me on the mark. Does that make sense? So when we are talking about anger, can anger solve anything? In this context, anger will not resolve in an environment where you are. It's an outburst to a perpetrator. Does that make sense? Whereby you get physical and all that. But when you internalize the kind of feeling you have from a situation, you can actually navigate that realm to change things. Even for those that bullies you, does that make sense? Like the youth empowerment now, I'm not sure what triggered this, right? If you go check a lot of organizations, something had broken in their life at some point in time, and they took that to lead in that direction. So you might then choose to be a bully ambassador. Does that make sense? You have channeled the anger. Somebody bullied you, and you felt this cannot continue. And you then have further conversation with your teacher that this is what is going on. Can we set up an initiative that will help stop this? Does that make sense? So that way, your anger is channeled into a positive way rather than reactory. You are being proactive now to say, you know what? Yes, you got me angry. I'm not going to stay in the prison of your book. I'm going to carry the anger that I have for this kind of behavior, and I'm going to turn it around. And you then form a group that campaigns against bullying. The teacher supports it and all that. Before you know it, you know, you become popular in the school for or noted for something that has added value to such an environment. So for me, if you are able to trap your anger, you understand, and turn it to a positive outcome to foster a good cause, then that shows that you are superior in the way you think and in the way you deal with things. I will leave the floor for other people to contribute.
Yes, great. Thank you. So the second one, because we're running out of time for all these questions. So the second one, if we've got someone to take it, I'll just repeat it. Can people stop, can you stop people from bullying you by getting angry and fighting back? So Mr. Abe, if you want to take that or anyone wants to give a
comment. Yes, you can, actually. Yep. Yes, you can. Because I want to let you know, in this country, there's zero tolerance for bullies. And if you know the rules and regulation, you can fight back. Like, for example, look at the one that is going on with the cricket club, that this guy came out, this Asian guy came out. I was called this. Look at, they're taking it serious because, you know, it's been going on for long. But right now, people are more wiser. There's internet, you know, there's a lot of awareness, you know. So there's no place for bullies in our society.
You need to put
your anger to expose them. I want to give an example. One of my friends, Tunji said, one of the students is an Asian student. He was the child was a Nigerian child. He called the child a monkey. What did the child do? He did. He went to the teacher to go and, you know, and he was so upset. And they had to call the parents. He said, look, what do you want us to do? There's zero tolerance. Do you want us? I mean, this guy has to leave this school, but they have to plead for the guy that said to that child, look, we don't want you to expel the child, but there are, you know, things that you need to put in place so that this will not happen again. You know, they had to expose the person, you know. So you can like, you know, you can use your anger to expose the bullies.
Thank you so much, Mr. Abe. That is a very good example of how to fight back. So not physical fight, you know, punching them. The example of reporting to the teacher and they took action, you know, that's a way of fighting back. And the cricketer as well, by obviously documenting it and taking it to the hierarchy, that's a way of fighting back. So not necessarily physically, but you can stop bullying in other ways and fighting back in other ways rather than physical. Okay. And yeah, thank you so much for that. We've literally run out of time, to be honest. This has been very interesting. And I'm not gonna forget the announcement.
Before the announcement,
sure?
I just want to ask Mr. Sampson this question. Okay. I think this is gonna speak the mind of the teenagers. You know, one thing I know about the teenagers is when things happen, the only reason why they don't want to report to the teacher in the school is because they look at them as weak person. How would Mr. Sampson address this? Because if you say, go and report, if anybody do something wrong, they look at them, their mates look at them as a weak person, and whereby they tend to keep to themselves and bullying start. But how would you address this kind of situation? If Mr. Sampson can just say, how would you help someone in that situation, a teenager?
To be honest, I think we need to there's a lot of re-education that needs to occur. Rather than seeing that as a weakness, I see it as a strength, personally. And until we educate the whole school to say, when you come up, you know, there's whistleblowing policies in most organizations, like you know yourself, right? Your ability to speak shows that you are more wiser than any other individual. So for young teenagers that are there, I want to encourage you, if anybody tries to bully you, you must make your voice to be heard. If anybody misbehaves, it is a strength. It just shows that you are more wiser rather than getting physical, rather than getting involved in, you know, exchange of debates and all that. Sorry, you are very strong than them. It's because they don't have, pardon my English, I don't want to use all that language here. You know, it's because they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the boldness, you know, to be able to deal with their own weakness. Hence why they will think you are weak, you're a weakling. I can imagine. Big practical example. I have an individual who can fight taekwondo, you know, they are black belt, teenager. And people try to bully this individual rather than fighting back, right? You could have said a black belt will beat anybody flat. Does that make sense? But they will choose to talk, you know, to the teacher. Is because you are helping us to sanitize the society by bringing out those kind of people that are not meant to exhibit such a behavior out. You know, exposing them only shows that you have more strength, you have more wisdom, and they need to learn from you. So for teenagers out there, I would rather say, speak up. It shows that you have enough strength and the guts, you know, to be able to deal with issues of life.
Thank you so much. Apologies for those that if we are not able to answer to answer your questions, just because we've run out of time. Apologies. So I'm just going to repeat the announcement for the benefit of those that may have missed it. It's an exciting time for us as a charity. So Manchester Youth Empowerment Club has been awarded funding for our upcoming project. Okay, and we will be organizing workshops, conferences, and seminars on various areas for the youth. So things like how to manage stress, low moods and emotions, dealing with feelings of inadequacy, debates in relevant and various topic as well. And obviously identifying the local community champions that are doing great things but may not be on the television, and so on. So this is a massive project, and more information on this is going to be on our website, okay? And you can see below the website information right there in the screen. Each of these workshops will be led by experts in that particular field, okay? We hope to commence these project activities face-to-face next year, 2022, with the expectation that the COVID regulation will allow us to do so, okay? And this is our last online program for the year, okay? And we will resume back to both face-to-face and online in January 2022. So I want to use this opportunity to say thank you so much to our speakers. Thank you so much to all the attendees. Thank you to the Board of Trustees, the committees, and those that have been attending all throughout the year. And want to wish you a Merry Christmas in advance and a Happy New Year in advance for those that do celebrate Christmas. And for those that don't celebrate Christmas, wish you a happy holiday. And for the winners, hope you enjoy your voucher and remember this charity and the good works that we're doing and some of the nuggets of knowledge. Okay. And yeah, wish you all the best for 2021. And we will be catching up in 2022. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, bye. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Have fun and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Odabo.
Odabo.